You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Food producers, peasants, small farmers, fisher folks, pastoralists, native peoples, women and youth organizations were present in the Civil Society Forum parallel to the World Summit on Food Security of the FAO, which came to an end this week in Rome. Andrea Ferrante, head of the Italian Association for Biological Agriculture, a group member of La Via Campesina, was interviewed by Real World Radio. Ferrante stated that the model the organizations and movements of producers present in the forum proposed is a system that is already working, ensuring food for over 75% of the world population. This is an extremely important figure because we represent a model alternative to industrial agriculture which is present today. We are not proposing a plan to implement in the future, we are proposing a model already in place, she said. Also, Ferrante made reference to the statement issued by La Via Campesina after the meeting between the FAO and the private sector, and she talked about the case of Nestlé. Nestlé's chairman, in an arrogant and offensive way, defined this forum as a meeting of well-fed NGOs who cannot think they are going to solve world hunger, which, according to Ferrante, proves his complete ignorance with reference to the participants of the forum. She also stated that in addition to civil society organizations, there were movements of producers present. Ferrante stated that the model proposed by Nestlé's chairman, a model based in the use of oil, pesticides, and which exports hunger to the world, is the opposite of what the forum defends. They are this arrogant because they understood that we are a real answer, and that answer is not compatible with them, she said. Finally, she made reference to the building of alliances among social movements and said that one of the innovations of the forum was the creation of alliances among rural and urban organizations.
You're listening to Real World News.